Proverbs 1:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these introductory verses and for clearly stating for us the purposes of the gathering of these proverbs together. Thank you, Lord, that they have been preserved for us, divine words of God. And Lord, I would pray that you would increase our wisdom, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We spent the first two lessons in Proverbs discussing the man who chooses to fear the Lord, all of the benefits and blessings that come with just understanding that and affirming that in your life. The fear of the Lord, we just read a second ago, is the beginning of knowledge. And so we wanted to look at the man who fears the Lord. The second man that we're going to discuss, and we'll just spend one evening on this, is the simple man. And the book of Proverbs has several things to say about that person. It defines who they are. In chapter 1, verse number 4, one of the purposes, the stated purposes for the writing of Proverbs is to provide the simple with subtlety. Now, the word simple there, so preacher, what do they mean when they talk about the simple man? The word simple there, if you look at the, chase the word down in the Hebrew, it means silly or seducible one. Literally, the word silly, an untrained one or untaught in wisdom, a state that is the result of ignorance. Now, what we're talking about there is not a man's IQ. What we're talking about is the person that is not really been afforded the opportunity or taken the opportunity to learn Bible principles. Let me try to explain the three men to you because they are the major characters. We're going to take a week on the simple man, probably 1 week on the wise man, although we could take a month, and 1 week on the foolish, although again we could take a long time. The Bible has a lot to say in the book of Proverbs about those two men. But all of those three men, the simple, the foolish, and the wise, are all defined according to their relationship to the Word of God. A simple man is someone who just has not had much, if any, exposure to the Bible. He just simply hasn't been afforded, like I said, the opportunity or chose to take the opportunity to learn the Word of God. So that's the simple man. Let's put him right here. This man just, you know, I don't go to church. I may have a Bible in the house somewhere, I guess. Haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it. Wasn't raised in church. When it comes to the principles of the Word of God and what the Bible says and all of that, I just, you know, I guess I'm just not that guy. Just never was, never went. Never wasn't, you know, that's just not who I am. And so that's the simple guy. Now, the next two are defined by their response to the teaching of the Bible. Both the wise and the foolish hear the Word of God. They have been exposed to Bible principles. They've sat under the teaching of the Word of God. A wise person sits under the teaching of the Word of God. He can't claim that he's simple because he has sat and he has heard and he's been exposed to Bible principles. A wise man is the one who embraces those Bible principles. He doesn't just hear. Internalizes the truth. He applies it to his life. He's hungry to know. He wants to live according to the scriptures. That's the wise man. The foolish man is not the same as the simple man. Although if you study the two of them, their end is very similar. But the foolish man is not a person that has been exposed to the Bible. He can't claim ignorance. He has sat under Bible preaching. He was maybe raised in church, so he was in Sunday school. He was under the preaching of the Bible. But at some point, he just began to despise, the Bible says, a fool despise wisdom and instruction. He didn't see it as, I mean, he hated it, but he didn't see it as having a whole lot of value. He didn't internalize it. He just kind of went about his way. He didn't see it as being much important. It didn't let it affect his life. Didn't let it change him much. And that's his attitude towards the scriptures. And so those are the three main men, if you will, of Proverbs. And we're going to look this evening at the simple man, the simple man. Now, one of the stated purposes for the writing of Proverbs is to provide the simple with subtlety. So if somebody says to me, "Preacher, I don't have a whole lot of church background and I don't know a lot about the Bible and I need to learn the wisdom of God," one of the things I would direct him to immediately is the book of Proverbs. I think it's a great book for a new believer, great book for someone that doesn't have much church background. I think it's a concentrated, a collection of God's wisdom. And so you talk about somebody that wants to play catch up and wants to say, "Listen, maybe I didn't have the benefit everybody else had. I wasn't raised in this, but I'd really like to learn wisdom. I want to know the wisdom of God." And I'd point them to the book of Proverbs. One of the things we tell folks when they get saved, and we're encouraging them, if they come and they say, "Preacher," and we had I had two new, fairly new Christians in my office this week, and both of them were really kind of clueless as far as how to have daily devotions, and I was literally meeting with them to disciple them and cover how to just walk with the Lord, how to just begin to have a relationship with God. But one of the portions of the Bible that I pointed them to get them started in their Bible daily reading was in the book of Proverbs. Kind of neat, isn't it, the way the Lord allowed the book of Proverbs to be divided up into 31 chapters and corresponding with the 31 days of most our months. So if you read one chapter per month or per day, you can read through the book in a month's time, and I certainly recommend that to you. Let me just say this to the young men because it's interesting. It says, one of the target groups here in verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, but notice this, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. Now that's another specific target group for the book of Proverbs. Now young man, I'd take that to heart if I was you. How many times have you young men heard the pastor just say what I said a second ago? And talk about how there's 31 chapters. I mean, if you've heard it once, you've heard me say it a dozen times. Now, how many of you young men, you don't have to raise your hand, are doing it? You know, one of the reasons that God saw to it that this book was placed in is for your benefit, is to bring you to maturation in the Lord, is to bring you to spiritual maturity, is to teach you wisdom and let you grasp it at a young age so that you will be saved from and protected from a lot of the snares that are out there and a lot of the problems that are out there. I mean, I'd like to see corporately just a group of young men. When I say young men, I'm not just talking about teenagers. I think young men are in their 20s. I think some young men just need to say, "Hey, that'd be a, you know," instead of just hearing it and saying, "Yeah, that's good," do it. Hey, if this old man needs it, you need it. And so let's get in the book of Proverbs and let's let it, let's not stay simple. Let's not say simple. And subtlety to the simple, that's talking about teaching them discretion and prudence and wisdom so that they aren't walking around, as we'll study here in a minute, an easy target for Satan. Say, "Preacher, why are some people simple?" Well, let me give you that second point. A person may be simple because of not having the opportunity to learn wisdom. But at some point, watch this, at some point, if he stays simple, it is because of his own choice. Now, I want to talk about two groups of people here. First of all, folks, there's a reason we're running buses around here. There's a whole generation being raised outside of the instruction of the Word of God. Not in Japan, like Brother Himes mentioned, in the United States of America. I don't mean a few. I don't mean a small percentage. I mean the large percentage of young people are not being brought to Sunday school. They're not being brought to church. Now, they get them to practice, softball practice, 3 times a week and to every game within 3 states. But parents can't seem to get up on Sunday and get them under the teaching and preaching of the Bible. Now, that's just a fact. Most of America is simple. They just are. I mean, some of the things that we got secondhand growing up, they don't have a clue. And so there's a lot of just simplicity in our own country. We've got a whole generation of kids now. I think there was 170 some on the buses. Of course, we count everybody on the bus, so that's workers and stuff. I always just look at that and take probably about 30 workers off, if you spread them over the routes, gives you kind of idea what we actually had on the buses. So I think there was 178 or 179, so if we take 30 off, about 140 or 150 young people that if we did not run buses would not be in church last Sunday. They just wouldn't be. I mean, they would grow up ignorant of what the Bible has to say about anything. And by the way, bus workers, what you're doing is big. I mean, it's big time stuff. Not just bringing them in here so that they can be saved, but then to continue to bring them so that they can grow in wisdom and they have an opportunity to learn and some of the things that they will be saved from in their future because of sitting under and being raised under the principles of the Bible, it's going to show up way down the road somewhere in their lives. And so stay with it. Let's just stay with it. $4.05 I paid today for gas. Oh my goodness, it's getting painful, isn't it? Yeah, this is. I keep waiting because everybody tells me, "Oh, it's election year. They're going to knock it down so everybody looks good." Well, I haven't seen it happen yet. Well, they could do it the day before the election. Isn't that a little late? Aren't we a little aggravated by then? But I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I mean, and that affects our bus ministry. It affects our bus ministry. It affects your family. But like I said, you know what? Let's just keep sacrificing. Let's just keep those buses running. There's a whole generation that's not going to learn wisdom if we don't bring them in. Now, so there's that group that, you know what? Parents are derelict in their duty. Parents don't see it as important. So a child may be raised simple when it comes to the Bible. But wait a minute, you don't get to hide around that the rest of your life. Hide behind that. You know, in Proverbs chapter 1, you're there. If you look down at... let's see here, Proverbs chapter 1, if you look down at verse number 32, you know, at some point, they have to learn, decide to take advantage of the opportunities to be taught. Proverbs 1:32 says this, "For the turning away," isn't that interesting? "The turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." And so, yes, maybe for a portion of your life you weren't taken to church, but you get to a certain age where you have to take responsibility for yourself. I mean, Bibles are everywhere. Pick one up. Churches are everywhere. Walk in the door. You know, you're going to stand before God and say, "Well, I just was simple because my mom..." No, you choose at some point. And so that maybe that friend at work that wasn't raised in church... And when you invite them to church, "I just never been a church guy." Well, wait a minute. That's not mom and dad's choice now. That's your choice. That's your responsibility. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. So they have some opportunities, but they choose not to take advantage of them. Chapter 8 of Proverbs, if you want to flip over there, chapter 8 and verse number 5, Proverbs 8:5, we read this, "O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." And so we see wisdom in verse number 1 begins to cry out, and one of the people they're crying out to is simple, and everybody that maybe was raised without the advantage of learning the Bible, at some point, wisdom catches up with them and pleads with them to come. And so, yes, I feel sorry for young people, and I think how horrible, but you know what? At some point, you got to take responsibility for yourself also. Chapter 9, if you'll look at verse number 1, "Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewed out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city." Who's she crying to? "Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him, Come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding." So what do? When we take the tracts and we take the invite cards and we're out there, you know what? We're crying in the streets. "Come on, come on." "Well, I wasn't raised that way." Well, you know what? You don't have to stay that way. You know, you got an opportunity. You got a chance. And yet we see of the vast majority of Americans that were raised simple choosing to stay simple. They stay simple because they don't take advantages of opportunities to be exposed to the teaching of the Bible. They don't choose to read the book of Proverbs, even though the book of Proverbs was created with the express purpose of fixing their simplicity. Well, preacher, why else do they choose to stay simple? I want to take you back to chapter 1. It's very interesting I think you're gonna make a connection in your mind with maybe some people you've tried to talk to about the Lord. But Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the street, she crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying, notice this, how long, ye simple ones, will ye what? Love simplicity, and the scorner delight in her scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. And what happens after a while in some people's lives is the word love there means to have affection for, to almost see it as a sense of identity, to grow in relationship with. So they almost it almost becomes their persona. Well, I just don't do the church thing. I just never was raised in church. Well, I don't. Well, why don't you come? And I know you haven't heard. No, that's okay. It's almost like, I don't know, and I love not knowing. And I don't want to know. I kind of love who I am. I kind of love not being bothered by that stuff. And so they begin to begin to love their state, and wisdom's crying out and saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And so a person may be simple, not raised in church. There's a lot of people sitting in this room, born-again Christians, and you weren't raised in church. But at some point, you know what? Wisdom cried, and you answered. Somebody invited, and you came. Somebody knocked on your door and handed you a gospel tract, and you read it. And so folks can't hide behind that for the rest of their life. They still have to, at some point, make a choice. Now, let me give you the third thought, okay? One of the stated purposes, writing of Proverbs, provides simple subtlety. A person may be simple where it wasn't their choice at some point, but at some point they have to take responsibility. Another danger of staying simple. What about these folks that say, that's okay, I just... Watch what the Bible says about the simple here in Proverbs chapter 7. Why don't you go there? The simple, the Bible teaches us, are easily deceived. Are easily deceived. Now, they haven't studied the warnings of the Bible. They haven't clearly defined from the Bible right and wrong. They don't know the wisdom of the book of Proverbs that teaches them how to avoid certain temptations and paths they should not go down and folks that they should be aware of. In chapter 7, verse 1, again, the chapter begins with a pleading to accept wisdom and to hold it in high esteem. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. That they, why do all that? That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Now notice this. So begins the story, and many of you are familiar with this chapter. But we literally have in this chapter an eyewitness accounting of a young man who is destroyed in the streets below, becomes victim to the scarlet sin. And notice who this young man is. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among who? The simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Now, he becomes, in this story, a very easy target. You know why? Because he hasn't sat in youth group and had Brother Reiser go down and show them, break down Proverbs chapter 7 and say, listen, here's the telltale signs. Here's the things that you're going to see. Here's the things that precede the temptation and the destruction and the loss of purity. Now, listen, our kids around here, they may choose to foolishly walk past all those warnings and go ahead and participate in that, but they can't claim ignorance. You see, and a simple one, they don't know. I mean, some of the things that some of our young people could look at in 1 second and say, man, I wouldn't get near that. Somebody that doesn't have Bible training, they just go on. The Bible goes on to say Proverbs 14, verse 5, stay in chapter 7 because we're going to go there. But the simple believeth every word, Proverbs 14, 15. But the prudent man looketh well to his going. They're just easily deceived. Proverbs 22, 3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. That's exactly what happens to this young man. You know why? Because, listen, you young men, young ladies do not even understand yet how well protected and well equipped you are, and the answers you have, and the knowledge you have, that if you'll take it seriously and grab a hold of it and internalize it and live it and apply it to your life, how much protection it affords you from a destroyed life. And here's a young man that goes through a process. Let me break this chapter down just for the sake of illustrating the simple and their inability to see what all of us ought to see as danger. Now, number one, look at this. He doesn't avoid the place of temptation. Passing through the street near his corner, he went the way to her house. Why? You know what? Dumb. Dumb. Just dumb. You know, someone that's taught wisdom has been taught the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into... I mean, there's certain places you shouldn't be. There's certain places you shouldn't go. You grow up in a Bible-believing church and you're taught the Word of God. You just, you know, kind of ought to have developed the wisdom, but there's certain neighborhoods, certain places, certain events, certain environments that you just ought not to ever put yourself in. But here this kid, you know what? I don't want to ride the stupid bus. I'm too cool to ride the bus. I don't need to know all that Bible junk. I'm all right. Well, you're an easy victim. I mean, you're easy prey for that lion, that roaring lion that walks about seeking whom he may devour. I mean, you're just out there in the middle of the jungle in mortal danger, and you're whistling a tune thinking you're fine because you're simple. Number two, he hasn't been taught to avoid the times of temptation, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. You know the old saying parents used to tell their kids growing up, street lights come on, you get home. Okay, that used to be the street lights come on, you best be home. I wonder why mom and dad said that. I wonder where they got that principle at. I wonder where I know. They decided they'd set up one night late after the kids were to bed and say, let's come up with a bunch of rules to see if we can make our kids miserable. Okay, and you've heard your pastor stand up and say this to our young people. You know what? After dark, you have no business. No business out just gallivanting around for no reason. Now, if you got a job, get off and it's after dark, you get in your car and you head home. Well, I'll take a couple of passes through town. You know what? You're being foolish. You're being foolish. I can't believe my parents got an 11 o'clock curfew. I can't believe them either. Why don't they have a 7 o'clock curfew? Hello? Oh, I can't. Preacher. Yeah, I'm serious. Well, what are you doing out running around 10:30 at night? Doing what? Oh, memorizing scripture. I know you're soul winning. Door-to-door soul winning, 10:30 at night. Good time to go. Especially in Greene County. You're going to get shot is what you're going to get. Now, come on now, come on. Some of you parents are letting your teens talk you into foolishness. I just can't believe it. So-and-so lets... So what? We got a Bible. We know wisdom. We're not dumb like some folks. Okay? And so avoiding the places of temptation, avoiding the times of temptation. Verse 10, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of harlot, avoiding those who dress immodestly. I mean, a Christian young person, you young men, I mean, you know, you've been raised in, you've been taught this. You know? You see a young lady that's not dressed properly, that's not the person you ought to be sitting there talking to. Maybe the person you're hanging around with. The preacher, she don't know any better. Well, maybe she wasn't raised to know better. I'm just telling you, you don't need to be talking to her. You need to be getting out of that situation. And by the way, okay, let me just explain something to you young men. They ain't as dumb as you think they are. Oh, they don't know any better. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because they don't have a mirror in their room. I'm trying to help you here. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. Let me do this. Preacher, you're being gross, and I'm being honest with you. You need to hear me. Oh, she doesn't do that for a reason. Yeah, she does it for a reason. Yeah, she does. Girls are always pushing the line around here on the modesty thing. It's right here. Come on, it's right here. It's right in their heart. It's right in their heart. Ladies that bristle every time we talk about modesty, it's right here in your heart. There's something broken needs fixed there. Come on. Temperatures are going up. You know what happens in America? Temperatures go up, clothes come off. shameful. It is shameful. But you know what? Are we shocked when the world does that? No, shouldn't be. The world's going to be the world. Lost people are going to act like lost people. But man, the Church of Jesus Christ, people that name the name of Christ. By the way, man, we're not off the hook on this. So why I did it. We got to tell our girls to dress right and dress proper and cover themselves, and we got a bunch of Christian young men running around looking like Tarzan. That's all right. That's all right. Oh, this is fun. I may just do this for a while. Now, simple person don't know any of this. Y'all come to church, you know it. So if you do it, you're wise. If you buy into it, you're wise. If you bristle at it, you're here. You're here. Okay? Because you don't have an excuse. Okay? Avoid those who dress immodestly. Avoid those who exhibit low moral character. Behold, there met him a woman with a tire of a heart, a subtile of heart. Loud, stubborn, feet about not in her house. Without, now in the streets, lithe and weight at every corner. Okay? I mean, well, you're judging. Yep, I am. Thank you. Now, if I read this and then I look there and they're doing this, that's not, I don't know how that's judging. That's just saying, wow, it says that about that type of person and they're doing those things. That's not judging. That's using common sense. That's using wisdom. Okay? I mean, you know what? Loud, stubborn. Girls, listen to me. Don't be loud and stubborn. Those are the attributes of a strange woman. It's not. Go flip over to Proverbs 31 and show me that in a list of the attributes of a virtuous woman. Show me that. In fact, if you gals want a real, I mean, really, you're ready to confront some things, you're ready to go to the next level with your Christianity, then plop open Proverbs 7 and plop open Proverbs 31 and compare those two things and say, which one of these ladies do I resemble the most? And what areas do I need to change? Okay? That's why the Bible's there, to give you wisdom. Okay? There's a reason. Okay? Listen, well, I'm not in a Christian school anymore. I'll dress. Okay, I know. But you know what? You need to just become wise because it's in the Bible. You know, after 12 years in a Christian school, we thought enough wisdom would have soaked in where you didn't need a rule book anymore to do right. Okay? And so, you know, do it right. You don't stop trying to push the line. Loud, stubborn, discontented at home, loiters out in the street, lies waits at the corner, hanging out on the streets. That's lost kid stuff. That shouldn't be saved kid stuff. Okay? And then avoid those who can't keep their hands to themselves. Verse 13. So she caught him, kissed him. Oh, this crazy no-touch rule. Yeah, it's crazy, all right. We don't have any Bible basis for it. Okay. Now, what I'm saying is this. A simple young man that's not raised in church, folks, all this stuff that we ought to just know, I mean, man, juniors around here know this stuff. They just walk on. Some of these girls don't have, and I reverted back to my Greene County ways there for a minute. But you know what? There ain't a whole lot of the right kind of love in the home. And daddy's either absentee or doesn't show them the proper affection a father ought to, so they got they're an easy target for that, and they're looking for some of that affection they never had, and you know what, they don't have a clue, and they just look at what's in the stores, and I guess that's how you're supposed to dress, and they see everybody else flirt and they see everybody else do this, and they just, you know, they don't have any Bible basis, but because of that they just become an easy target. I mean, we get these little girls in our church and we teach them right. And that's why I had the meeting bus workers the other day I had with you and said, you know what, it's not enough just transport them back and forth. Let's help these kids. I'm not picking on them. Let's help them. Let's give them some Bible reasons. Let's have some Christian, godly lady bus worker sit down in a bus seat with them with an open Bible and say, let me help you. Summer's coming. Let me help you. Let me talk to you about the right way to dress and the reasons for it. Okay? And so all of these things. Now, I'm going to spend all my time in chapter 7, but the purpose of the point is here, the simple, and what's so dangerous about raising a society outside of the teaching and away from the teaching of the scriptures is they just become easy targets. They're easily deceived. Our young people are getting into unbelievable sins at such a young age. And by the time they've hit their 20s, they're a disaster because we are raising an unchurched society. They're just easy targets for the devil. And so I oftentimes say on the radio broadcast, I'll say, parents, I don't know who you are and who's listening to me, but if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you got kids at home and you aren't getting up on Sunday morning taking Sunday school, I'm begging you. I'm not mad at you. I'm begging you, for the sake of your children, get them somewhere. I mean, there's kids couldn't tell you one of the Ten Commandments. Now, they can tell you every word, every crazy rock song that Lady Gaga sings. They can share all the filth of the world with you. They got all that memorized. They couldn't tell you this Lord's Prayer, Ten Commandments, Psalms 23. They couldn't tell you one name of one of Jesus' disciples. They couldn't find Ephesians in the Bible if you gave them 20 minutes. And that's where we're raising here. It breaks my heart. We got to be busy, folks. We got to go out and compel them to come in. We got to get them under the preaching of the Bible. Okay. Number four, the simple spend most of their time on that which is meaningless. Go over to Proverbs chapter 14, and this is another sad effect of just not being raised under the preaching of the Bible, is that they have no direction in life. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 18, the Bible says, isn't this an interesting little phrase here? The simple inherit folly. The word folly there just means vanity or silliness or foolishness. Most of their life is just occupied with things that just... I mean, have you talked to public school teenagers? Have you just had a 10 or 15 minute conversation with them? I mean, you know, I just sit there and talk and try to bring the... And if they just talk about the things that are the natural flow of their life, after 15 minutes you think, what in the world? You talk about just a wasted life. You talk about a life that a lot of times is full of activity, but not any of it amounting to anything worthwhile, and a lot of it very dangerous. It's not just doing things that's neutral. It's doing things that are going to teach them things and put within them character traits that's going to make it harder for them to be reached for Christ, or harder for them to live for the Lord. And so don't stay simple. Don't stay simple. Learn the Word of God. Thank you. I know I'm preaching to the Wednesday night Bible study crowd, preaching to the choir now. I know that. But what an important reminder for all of us to just say, I want to learn everything I can from the Word of God. I don't want to just read this book. I want to glean from it the principles. I want to implement them into my life. I want to live wisely and walk wisely. I don't want to be a simple person. And I want to show you one more thing. It's just kind of interesting here. If you go to Proverbs chapter number 19, let me give you the last point we'll cover tonight concerning the simple. Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 25. A lot of times the way that the simple learn, since they're not in church, a lot of times the way God does bring into their life some amount of knowledge and some amount of wisdom is through the punishment of evil, the seeing others that are foolish being punished. The simple, they are, thank God, still impressionable. That's the one good thing about it. If you catch them early, they're still impressionable, and they can be made wise by seeing evil punished. Proverbs 19, verse number 25 says, smite a scorner. Why? For the sake of the scorner? Well, you need to study what a scorner is, and you need to understand that you never correct a scorner for his sake. It's never for the sake of the scorner, but you smite a scorner, and what? The simple will beware. Reprove one that hath understanding, he will understand knowledge. And the one advantage you have with simple is if they do see evil punished, if they do see wrong behavior punished, they learn wisdom through that. That's why we shouldn't let things go. You know, sometimes you got a kid that's just given to being a problem, and you've got kids that are given to want to be part of the solution. And you got kids that just kind of are on the fence. And one of the advantages of properly disciplining this is that it warns this person. It makes them think, maybe I ought to choose this direction instead of this direction. And smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Proverbs 21, verse number 11, similar type verse. When the scorner is punished, The simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. And so that is the simple man. That's the breakdown of what the Scripture teaches us in the book of Proverbs. One of the purposes of the book of Proverbs is to help to take someone who maybe has not had the foundation and wisdom that they should have had as a young person. It's almost like a 31-chapter crash course in wisdom that you can take someone that's simple to and say, hey, let me give you a shortcut to learning some things that's going to save you. You better read this. You better pay attention to it. What a great book, the book of Proverbs. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to just study this one individual that you've listed here for us to consider in the book of Proverbs. Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray, dear God, that you would cause the folks even in this community. I was thinking as I was teaching this, even this Sunday, maybe folks that might not normally be open to coming to church, I would love for you to bring some families in, dear God. May we be busy about inviting. May we be busy about just encouraging folks. The difference, the change in their lives, the opportunity to sit underneath the Bible and learn the principles of the Word of God, and then to have that information, to have the protection that comes with wisdom. Lord, I pray that we'd all, every single one of us, Lord, that we'd get a hold of it and take it to heart and internalize it and apply it and Lord, use it for our own good and for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name.